service, and that leads to your carpet staying cleaner longer. Just remember, no matter how it got dirty, to get it truly clean, you've got to call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. That's 314-427-9500, or go to trueclean carpet.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500 and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
How much? That's right, it's called harmonizing. I know, you didn't know I could do it. That means it's time to bring in Dr. Doug Pernikoff. If you don't know, he is your pet's best friend. If he's never even met your pet, he's still your pet's best friend. He loves animals, and he's very good at what he does. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I'm going to give you phone numbers. If you're wise, you will call now before they load up. They're all free right now. Here we go. For most cell phones, star KTRS. Make it easier. Star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I would call right now and get an answer to the question, what is wrong with my parakeet or whatever it is. Here's Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
How is everyone today?
Terrific, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah! You know, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day today.
Oh.
I got him. I knew if I put
that's
it there.
No fair.
I knew it.
That's not
what did I do?
3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I deliberately stuck it right where he'd never expect it. The reason I said parakeet is when I was a kid, we had a parakeet, and I don't know about the rest of the country, but down south, it seemed like there was a period where everybody had a parakeet. Do you remember that? For some reason, lady down the street had a parakeet. My uncle and aunt had a parakeet, so we had to get a parakeet.
Was it on the big wide porch just hanging there, and you guys tulips and just enjoying the southern experience?
Wow.
How about that southern accent? I thought I was watching Gone with the Wind. I thought you were Butterfly McQueen there for a minute.
That's who I am.
Now, no, it was just a parakeet in a cage in the house. But I remember we put a cloth over it at night. I don't know what that was about. And you had to go buy that Hearts Mountain stuff. That white thing that they sharpen their beaks on. What the heck was that thing?
That's a cuddle bone. So that's right,
cuddle bone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you clamp it onto the cage.
Side, and they kind of pair their beak. It's kind of a way, in the wild, they'd be doing that on different surfaces to keep their beak sharp and not overgrown.
And we had a little water, a bowl, and a cup thing hanging in there, and we had seeds, and seeds were everywhere. The husk, the shell, just of them. They flap their wings and stuff would fly all over the place.
I think ours was peaty, but we had one, because you know how some are more skittish than others, but we had one where it would sit on my shoulder, real.
That's what Chippy would do.
Yeah.
Chippy did that. And then, of course, that nasty, we'd have to cut newspapers and line the bottom of the thing and slide it in. It's always gross. And why do they have black dots in their white poop, or is it white dots on their black poop?
So what they have is the white portion is their urinary tract excretion, which comes out the same area.
They pee and poop in one thing?
Yeah.
One deposit?
Microscopically, they're separate exits, but they kind of, it's called a cloaca.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Instead of a tush. And
that's a good name for old girl, cloaca. Yeah. What do you name your daughter? Cloaca Guys.
Not after you read what it is, yeah.
So the dark part is actually the true gastrointestinal poop, and the white part or the liquid part is from the urinary tract.
You know, it's looking like little eyeballs or something looking at you. And it's just weird. And they're just, I don't know.
They are messy. I mean, I love them.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And they just don't, people don't realize how messy they are. And sometimes they'll put little plastic walls up around that are clear. You can still see the bird, but it keeps some of that stuff from flying.
And about the time you get decided you're disgusted with it, you're just going to let it go outside. They turn their little head sideways and say your name or something. You go, okay, I can't. He's a member of the family. I can't let him go. And he'd say, Chippy's a pretty boy. Chippy's a pretty boy. He said that all the time.
Yeah.
You want to take some calls?
I sure do, Chippy.
All right, let's go. I'm not Chippy. Our parakeet is Chippy. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
Pretty good. Well, we've got a couple of cats.
Oh, just a minute. Just a sec. You sound like Hank Hill just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
Say what?
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. We have a couple of cats, a female, which is about 15, and a male, which is about 11 or so. Uh-huh. The female will go to the bathroom, number one, in the litter box, but she goes number two outside of it, no matter what we do.
We actually had another call like this a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So even if you put the poop right back into the litter box and you're keeping it real clean, she's still doing that.
Yeah, I can clean it every day, twice a day, and she still does
twice a day. And it's not about her being senile or a little more uncomfortable. Obviously, she's getting in there to pee. You'd expect her to go in there to poop. So I would try one thing you can do is try a bigger litter box with more surface area. And maybe see if you can find one that has a higher lip. So once she's in, she's in.
Doc, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Steve, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the other person. I'm not kidding. Animals watch you, and they know, sometimes may mimic you. If you'll go over there once a day and squat down and poop in that litter box yourself and let the cat see you, make sure the cat sees it, I'm telling you, they'll go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Don't let the neighbors see it.
No, close the blinds.
Cover it up.
I would try that first. There are some products. Some of the cat litter now has catnip in it, and you can ask like one of the big pet shops, and that draws the animals right in there, and they stay in there, so that might be worth it. There are some litter boxes that you actually have to go into, which makes it a little more likely that they'll stay in. And then again, like I said, you could even create your own litter box with a bigger open piece of cardboard box and cut it and put a little higher lip on it and see if that'll work.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it a try.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
good
listening.
Luck, Steve.
Didn't he have that kind of voice a little bit?
Yeah. He sure did.
No, that's not it. That's your southern voice again.
Yeah,
let's bring John in. John, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Dr. Doug, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, John. How are you, sir?
I'm AM and the PM.
That's what everybody should be. Everybody should be that.
I think the whole world should be AM.
Be a better place.
Brother. Oh, yeah. I heard just a real sharp question. I got a 7-year-old blue and gold macaw. And he's a male, and he likes skinny butts. He likes skinny butts. Wherever I go in Belleville on my bicycle, me and him go, and he likes the girls behind the counters with skinny butts. Or if the girls behind the counter got fat butts, he likes the girls that walk up behind it that do get skinny butts and starts flirting with him. Whatever, all that's that. My question to you, sir, he's a horny bird. What do you do with...
What do you do with, you know, that he's a male for sure?
No, he's messing with us, doctor.
I guess. But do you know that he's a male for sure?
Oh, yes, sir.
He's been surgically sexed or genetically sexed?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah. He came from an egg farm.
You got to get him a woman.
Is that the bird we hear in the background?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got a cherry tree out in the backyard. We're out in the cherry tree.
Yeah, I mean, you know how much money you can make if you breed them, and they're fun to breed, and I would give it a try if he's that way. You know, we're always looking for people to be able to breed their animals so they don't have to be taking them out of the wild. So I'd give that a try.
Yes, sir. I don't know that for a fact. I mean, he hasn't said that to me.
All right.
Birds don't talk.
Okay.
They don't?
Yeah. Thank you, John. Thanks for the call. This guy's full of it. He's messing with us. And he likes the girls behind the counter. We got to get on the people who have actual issues and the questions, like Jim. No, Steve. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Steve. If you tell me you have two cats, one female 15, one male 11, I'm getting off the phone right away.
No.
Go ahead.
I've got a 2.5-year-old mutt. He's half Jack Russell, half Beagle. And he's been having this problem. And my wife took him to the vet yesterday, and they did some tests. I'm taking him back today. I'm just trying to get some more information and get a handle around his long-term prognosis. They diagnosed him through a blood test with pancreatitis.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just trying to figure out long-term what
that's going to mean. Yeah, these guys, usually once they have some pancreatitis, you have to be careful about providing a low-fat diet, and you don't want to alter the diet, so you don't want to add goodies or table scraps or any new products or treats. Just use whatever. They're going to give you a low-fat prescription diet, which is appropriate, and you're just going to stay on that diet. If you want to give them a treat...
Steve. You're not going to stay on it.
No. You can use that kibble. I mean, this is only a 2.5-year-old dog. There's no reason this... dog can't live a full life, and you just have to manage it, okay? And if you get episodes where you have vomiting or diarrhea, then you need to let your vet know, and they'll treat it at that particular time and try and manage it. Now, can it turn into something worse, like a pancreatic tumor or something like that? Certainly, but, you know, it's not statistically has to happen at all.
Steve, how old is the dog?
2.5.
Yeah, I'd put it to sleep.
No.
I'm kidding.
So, you know, if you control and manage the dog's appetite, that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to be helpful, low stress, and you won't have to have an expensive adventure. But if you don't do it and you're not religious about it, then you're going to be back and forth to the veterinarian. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Enjoy your dog.
A real quick story. When I was a kid in Tennessee, our neighbor across the street, Mr. Simmons, he worked a night job. The true story. And his wife went to feed their cat, and one of their daughters had already fed it. So she just put the cat food in a Tupperware thing. He came home and ate it all on crackers. And he thought it was tuna. He just thought it was like a tuna thing. Ate the whole thing. And then his wife, the next day, went, what happened to the cat food? And he went, uh-oh. All of a sudden, he started to get sick. If he had never known, he probably would have been fine. This is, I think, hang on here, what Jim. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Jim?
I'm doing fine. I'm A&M PMO.
Thank you.
I have a 10-year-old Labrador, and my son was keeping his dog over here, too, and they developed diarrhea.
You can say that.
What?
Okay.
Who, your son or the...
Both of them?
No, my dogs.
Okay.
And I brought them to the vet, and they had some kind of worm.
Ugh.
And he says, it's in the yard, you can't get it out.
Was it a roundworm?
No, it wasn't a rat worm. It might have been a whipworm or a hookworm or something like that. I don't know what it was.
So some of those worms are very persistent in the environment. Usually it's roundworms that are really tough. Whipworms you may or may not see on a fecal exam. I'm going to guess it might be a hookworm. So in some of those cases, like at zoos where you have these exhibits, and for instance, the bear exhibits, they sometimes harbor these roundworms, and you can worm them, and then they get reinfected from their environment. So I'm not sure if there's something that you might find at the lawn store that's safe for animals but might also kind of turn that over. But typically when you have heavy rains and stuff, you wash away a lot of the exposure opportunity for those things. And a mature animal should not be picking up reinfestation, especially if you're keeping them on a heartworm medication. Most of the heartworm medications that you use monthly or whatever also have a component for intestinal worms like this. Now, if it's a whipworm, that's a little different. That stays in one particular part of the bowel called the cecum, which is like our appendix. And those can be sometimes a little more secretive, and they might stay in there. You might see some false negatives. In other words, you test the poop and it's not there. So, and that takes a different medication typically.
Well,
so I would talk to your veterinarian and ask what kind of worm it was. And
here's my question. I got rid of my son's dog. He went back home. My dog never had diarrhea again.
Okay.
And then we brought it back because he's living in an apartment, and now my dog's got it again.
Well, I would be more suspicious that it might be coincidental that your dog had some parasites, but the stress and the activity that's associated with them getting together can, number one, start shedding worms again, because that's a stress, even though it's a positive stress, because they're having fun. It can also affect their immune system in a way where they're not as efficient. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that they're transferring something, or they're eating treats or something that's not familiar with them, and that's going to cause maybe someone in the group. Are they eating the same thing at their respective homes? I would check and make sure they're not getting any goodies when they're visiting and playing together, and I'm guessing that a lot of this might have to do with husbandry as much as anything.
With what?
Okay. Husbandry, just, you know, making sure they don't get things they shouldn't get, and because that'll cause diarrhea quicker than these basic parasites, especially in a mature 10-year-old dog.
I know why they call it husbandry, because that's what wives do. They make sure you don't get anything you shouldn't get, or you want to get. Yeah.
So I would try that. I would go back to him, ask him what he's using, and, you know, get on a schedule to recheck to make sure once the other dog's gone that he's clean of these worms, and I bet you can manage that pretty easily.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Jim, thank you.
Bye.
That is one of the most disgusting things to me, is worms inside of something, or a person. Or
a human.
Yeah. How in the world does that happen?
I had a friend that was a National Geographic kind of guy, and he'd be out in the jungles, and he'd come to St. Louis and stay with us, and then he'd show my kids when they were little how he had these worms migrating through his legs. You can see them in the...
That's disgusting. You can see the legs, the worms under his skin?
Yeah. There's certain type of worms.
Oh, my gosh.
They pick up, they move into your body through your feet.
Holy, I have to cut my leg off.
The kids really got a kick out of it, so...
I had a sister that had a dog with heartworms just this last year, and it was, I mean, that can be deadly for dogs
too. Are humans.
Yeah.
Well, this guy would get heartworm disease all the time out in the jungle because the mosquitoes would bite him. And it's interesting because the mosquitoes know somehow, either chemically or some sensation, they know when to come to the surface in preparation for a mosquito time bite. The immature worms do. So they're more likely to be floating as babies in the blood, the peripheral blood, when a mosquito comes to feed. So they pick it up, and they take it to another human or whatever.
And that's the problem, because they're actually inside the heart, and when they, you know, whatever medicine on to kills them, you got to be careful that they don't float in the, you know, and block an artery or whatever. And
yeah, the adults will lodge in the heart and the pulmonary vessels, and you're right, and that's why you want to do prevention, because if you have to treat a heartworm-positive dog or a cat, they're much rarer in cats, but it does happen, but then that is very toxic, and the body has to clean up, so it kills those adult worms, and then it takes a long time for them to be digested, literally, by the body. And if you get them too active,
right,
they can have an anaphylactic reaction.
Yeah, they had to keep them in a cage for, like, months at a time just because he couldn't run around.
When I was, like, 11 and 12, I'd eat, like, everything. I'd eat, like, 10 hamburgers. I remember my grandmother used to say, yeah, I think you had a tapeworm.
Oh, yeah.
Tapeworm. And I always wondered, what the heck? And then I found out it's actually a worm that eats stuff, food. And it looks like tape. And you start losing weight, don't you? Because they're eating everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're competing with
that. You should be able to go and have those put in. Like, give me a tapeworm.
Yeah,
and
instead of a stomach.
Yeah.
There's a story, somebody was had one, and they were going to the bathroom.
No, don't.
You got to make sure you get the head out.
Here you go. Hello, Steve. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Another Steve. Wow.
Yeah, Steve Day.
So if I'm not a chick magnet today, what kind of magnet am I?
A Steve magnet, apparently. What do you got, Steve?
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to talk about something less gross than
worms. Thank you.
I want to talk about dog urine.
All right.
Cool. Okay. Go ahead.
I had a dog for 15 years, a male dog, and whenever he'd go outside, he would do his business, and the grass looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got ourselves a little puppy of a female puppy, and we've had her for, she's 2 months old. Mm-hmm. We've had her for about a month, and my backyard has yellow spots all over the grass where I assume she's been, where she pees. And I'm wondering if there's a difference in the male urine and the female.
No, it's not that. It's the individual dog's pH in the urine is going to burn that grass. So what you should do, if you really are, is it a big dog breed? Or is, I know it's a puppy.
She's a Labrador, but she's 2 months old right now.
If you care about your lawn, you put her to sleep.
What I would do is be careful to move her around the yard so she doesn't pick spots where she'll concentrate and do it again. And the other thing is, if you're willing to do this, kind of rinse it, the area right after she pees. Just take like a little pitcher or something and pour it down to dilute it, and it won't get a chance to burn that area.
I just found it curious. I never had this problem with my other dog for 15 years, and now this little
individual dog in there. And you might talk to your vet. They might try some different food stuffs to change the pH and see if that makes a difference. So that's a consideration.
All right.
Thank you,
Steve. Good luck with that. And we're out of time. A lot of people. Look at all these phones are still lit up.
Can I make one announcement quick?
No. Yes, okay. Of course you can. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know my son's had a big article.
Forbes magazine. My son called me and told me Forbes.
Okay, yes. I had to brag.
Well, you know what? You're just what's around the corner from you. Total retirement. Really rich sons. And you don't have to do anything.
I'm waiting. I told him you'd have to change my diapers when I get older. They said, well, pay for the diapers, but we're not changing them.
They'll be able to pay for...
I changed yours.
They'll be able to pay for the diapers and somebody, a 28-year-old nurse, to change them for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Good for them. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, doctor. Yeah. His boys are real smart. They created this app. It's a music app or something. And an article in Forbes magazine. This is the kind of thing where somebody comes along and goes, well, Google will buy you out for $1 billion. Dr. Doug will be here next Wednesday, just as he is every Wednesday. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, check in with a guy who I hope is busy, and I hope you're keeping him busy looking at Chevys. That would be John Londoff. But first, here's Dan Strauss.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
And now, here is traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Boy, the scanners are going crazy right now. We just got a report of an accident on eastbound Big Bend at Highway 44 that does have lane blockage. We've got another accident with lane blockage on Marshall Road at Manchester. They cleared an accident that was on eastbound Highway 70 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard, so that traffic is thinned out. They're still slow on westbound 70, though, between Highway 79 and Highway K. Still really jammed up between on northbound 79. From Highway 70 up through T.R. Hughes, we do have jammed up traffic on southbound 270 now, Page through Doherty Ferry. Westbound Highway 40 at Big Bend, you've got an accident. It's on the right shoulder, but it's partially blocking the ramp to Big Bend, and that has traffic backed up to about, Grand. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. Use self-serve machines. needs to get back to business. Staples, it's Pro Time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hey fans, Saturday, July 1st, the Cardinals host the Washington Nationals. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will have the opportunity to take home a wearable 1942 World Series ring courtesy of Edward Jones. It's the 75th anniversary of the 1942 World Series champions, and you can take home the wearable ring on July 1st. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Listen to this crowd. Wow, they're on their feet.
This 4th of July, the Cardinals have you covered head to toe in true patriotic fashion. On Sunday, July 2nd, fans can take home an adult patriotic cowboy hat, courtesy of Brown and Crouppen Law Firm. Monday, July 3rd, enjoy Cooper Tire's post-game fireworks. And Tuesday, July 4th, adults and kids can add patriotic Cardinals socks to their wardrobe, courtesy of Coca-Cola and Powerade. That's July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
There are a lot of reasons the foundation of your home is settling and cracking, and there are a lot of reasons PermaJack is the way to stop the sinking before the damage gets worse. PermaJack, the patented system engineered to support any size building on hydraulically driven steel piers. PermaJack offers flexibility other methods can't match. Each installation is tailored exactly to the building's size and strength. A large excavation isn't needed for PermaJack, so the piers can be installed wherever necessary without large crews and heavy equipment. In fact, in states where homes have basements, PermaJack is installed from inside as well as outside the foundation. Other systems can't be tested. They can continue to sink with the surrounding soil. But each PermaJack installation is tested to ensure foundation stability. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Santana. At the Fabulous Fox Theater for one night only, Wednesday, July 12th. And this is your chance to win a pair of tickets. How do you win? Register online at KTRS.com or text Santana to 84126. Do it now, and it could be you and a friend at the Fabulous Fox Theater to see Santana. Wednesday, July 12th from the Big 550 KTRS.
Like to now, if you would allow me, introduce to the show and to all of you, the one and only John Landolf Jr.
How are you, Dave? Sit down, please.
Yeah, sit down, everybody. John, if you don't mind, I have yet another...
Please, come on. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have another email, and it's from somebody who wants to hear... Well, I'll read it to you. Dear Frank, I'm thinking about getting a new car, and yes, I will absolutely go by and shop at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. Could you please, next chance you get... have Dan get the harmonica and you sing the Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. I love that so much. I hope this is not too much to ask.
Whoa.
Well, that's a great email.
Wow, who wrote that?
His name is Phil, and it looks like McCracken. Phil McCracken.
Okay.
All right, well, Phil, here we go. Okay. Give me a note there. Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet by the Louvre Headway.
Okay, it's for you, Phil. And the whole McCracken family. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
How about with the duck call?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. He kind of improvised.
How about that?
That was nice. Good. That was good.
I'm telling you what, there's a lot of talent. It's like almost like a talent show.
It is. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of like American Idol or The Voice or something. The talent that comes out of this place.
But more fun.
So what's new? Tell us a good story.
Well, I talked with Mike Homefeld today. Mike worked with me and my dad many years ago. Many years ago, but back in the 80s and 90s. And great guy, unbelievable guy, a heck of a salesman. And we exchanged stories. His daughter wants to buy a vehicle, and he goes, oh, by the way, I'm AM and PM. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, yeah, listen all the time.
There you
I
go.
Said, he goes, I love the spots between you and Frank. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
I'm sure
I said, who do you like more, Mike? Now, remember, we worked together a lot.
Here we go.
I said, who do you like more, Mike? He goes, you. Mm-hmm. I said, really, me more than, come on. Mm. So, Mike, don't just say that because we're friends. Do you really think that I'm, you know.
That's a good story.
As funny as.
That's a good story. Thanks. That's a great story. Yeah.
Oh. So, so you're coming up tomorrow.
I'm going to be there at 7:30 in the morning. By the way, can I wish, is it okay to say, would you just Bruce Weiner, you know, is that okay? Wish him well? I mean.
Yeah. I love the guy.
Have a little checkup or something, so get out of there. And this is a guy, this Bruce Weiner. I guess he's the head of the service department, right? I mean, I've never seen a guy who can multitask.
Service and parts director.
Director, sorry.
Oh, let's get it straight, okay?
What a multitasker this guy is. He sends me a text sort of apologizing that he won't be there tomorrow morning. Told me whose hands I would be in. I'll be in good hands. And, yeah, I got to be there at 7:30, which for me is, man, just shoot me. I have to get up at 5:30, get in the traffic that I never have to drive in, so I'm not used to that. But, yeah, I get my windshield replaced tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Did we just interrupt? You got a text or something or an email?
Yeah, Frank, I don't stop. I know. I just keep working. That's you were just talking about Bruce multitasking. I'm gonna tell a story. He leaves me a message. Bruce does Monday, okay? Because he's up at 3:34, you know, and he drives a pretty good distance every day, and has for 33 and a half years. He's like a brother, older brother, a little older. But he goes, yeah, listen. He goes, I just want to make sure you know that the executive, the men's bathroom upstairs in our executive office is here. Got a little problem. Something was a part broke, and so it was with some overflowing, so some water kind of went into the office below it, which was our assistant service manager Billy Lee, who's been here 23-24 years. So ceiling tile fell. That's how he recognized it. He goes, here's Bruce. So I went to Lowe's. I got the part. I'll have it fixed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Bruce, the guy who's supposed to be in the service, but no, that's not enough. He fixes the plumbing.
Yeah. Everything.
We used to have a guy here like that, Fred. Remember Fred?
Yes.
Change the light bulbs, fix the plumbing.
Well, Dan, hold on. Now, Dan can do all that stuff, can't you, Dan?
Oh, sure.
Well, to a degree.
I mean. So, Dan, do you fix the plumbing, or do you the one that breaks the plumbing?
Oh, I see where you went. You went right there. I can break it and fix it.
Oh, I see.
We got new toilets here. You might want to check them out and have them at the dealership. They're like cruise ship toilets. Those, I mean, just like some monster. I mean, it just in a half second, it's all gone. They're pretty incredible.
There's no crap no left up behind
no,
at all.
No more cloggers at this point.
Yeah. That's great. I'm sure glad we're talking about that because I brought it up.
Well, we don't ever get anything new here. We're excited about it. With same old stuff. Hey, the new toilet's
that's
a big
deal. There's nothing like a new toilet.
Mm, they're higher now, too. You notice the tall ones are taller. That's a good thing.
And that's good for guys, your age and others, even maybe guys that are younger than you, like me. It's hard sometimes to, get the energy to get up. This way, they're right there. I mean, you can almost just slide right off of them.
Especially when you have those.
What they call those tall boys?
Yeah, no, they're called comfort heights.
Comfort height.
Yeah.
There's one called the Big John. No, I'm not kidding. And I had years ago, I had a client. He said,
called again?
Big John. He said, you got to come see Big John. So I went down to the place.
I'm getting a little embarrassed over here. Stop calling me Big John.
No, it was a plumbing place. And he said, he said, watch this. And he took a huge potato, I mean like a big old potato, and threw it in there.
Oh, man.
He said, there's a real thing.
Wider and taller, too, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. For hefty people.
Yes.
Yeah, I love all the names for overweight people. It starts with, like, stocky, husky, hefty, then fat, then obese. You know, they have to all these categories. But, yeah, it was made for large people. And large people need appliances, too. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
All right. So,
the big event this Saturday. First of all,
the grill mistress. The grill mistress will be on duty. Kitty. At the barbecue grill.
And then one of our great employees, Charles Davidson, who is in the military and is National Guard. He's in the Guard. He will be here recruit. If anyone would like information on, on the Guard and on, joining our great country's military, it's just going to be a great day on Saturday. But, you can come tonight. We're open till 9:30. If they didn't leave until 9 o'clock last night, normally we close at 6 or 6:30 on a Tuesday. And it's a great time of year to buy a car. It's always a great time of year to buy a car, but the summertime, the heat, the inventory, the deals, and again, I just think that we're a lot different than a lot of places. We really want to take care of you and make the experience something that you've never ever experienced before if you've never bought from us. And the great thing about 13 years of us being together, Frank, I mean, it's like a marriage, buddy.
Sure is. Curious, except for the sex part. Well, no, it is like a marriage. There's no sex.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, Kitty is the great grill mistress, and you need to, if you're around Saturday and you go, nothing going on 4th of July, not true. You go by the parking lot and have a, I don't know if she's doing hot dogs, hamburgers, it doesn't matter. Go have one or two on the house.
She's doing hot dogs and hamburgers.
All right.
But again, great deals. And we've been very busy. Thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. We're open until 9 o'clock tonight. All day tomorrow till 6:30, and then again Friday. The month ends on Friday. All these great deals, go away on Friday.
Now, I'm guessing you're closed Tuesday, 4th of July, right?
Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Are you kidding me? No. But even think of I will enjoy being with my family that day.
Right.
As you go with your family, as we all should be with our families and enjoying the great celebration of what the 4th of July really means. So, hey, thank you again, Frank and Dan and Ian, for what you do for the Londoff team. And thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. We love you guys.
All right. There are a few people who need that phone number. Let them have it.
Not you give it to them.
314-537-1800.
837.
Why do I do that?
I know.
The same thing last time. I always make the 8 a 5.
314.
Hang on, edit that out, Pia.
All right,
we're editing this in. We're picking it up right here. Say, give him that phone number, Frank.
Frank?
Yeah.
Give him that phone number.
Oh, sure. It's 314-837-1800.
Wow.
Yeah. I never forget it.
Yeah.
Never forget it.
All right, John.
All right, buddy. All right, everyone. Have a great night.
You
Thanks.
Too. Bye-bye. The problem is you don't know anybody's number because it's in the contacts. I go to my phone. I pull up. It says Londoff, John. And I just hit his name. I don't know any numbers except like six. And you used to have to know a lot of numbers, or you could go to a book and find them. There is no phone book for cell phones, which I find interesting. That was John Londoff. You know where. His dealership is located. It's the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County. Open 24/7 at LawnDoff.com. Now, in Chesterfield Valley, I'm going to guess there are easily 1,000 stores because you got two outlet malls and then all that other stuff and all those restaurants, probably easily 1,000. But there's one store that is completely different from all the other stores there, and it's a Meanies. From the outside, it's different. You know right away, this is just not like these other places. And then you walk inside. Here's what you're going to find. The biggest selection of area rugs you have ever seen in your life. If you're into the handmade tens of thousands of dollars because you understand why they're so valuable, yes, they have those. You got a couple of $100 you want to spend on an area rug that's machine-made, that's also beautiful, yes, they have those too. And then you're going to go upstairs, I hope, and take a look at the Jaffe lighting collection. And then you're going to go back downstairs because you missed something. You forgot to go over and see the pinball machines and the arcade games and the jukeboxes and the shuffleboard tables and the pool tables. You also forgot to take a look at the patio furniture. And then the other best of the best furniture made in the world. And the reason I say that is this is not furniture you find at your average furniture store. And there's nothing wrong with average furniture. That's what most people need. But for those of you who you've done well and you're tired of replacing stuff, you want the finest, take a look at this furniture that they have at Amini's. And of course, patio furniture, I think still their number one seller. It's the biggest category because they sell patio furniture you do not find anywhere else. It's the best of the best. It's Amini's. Please check out their website. Go by this weekend. Tell them your AM and the PM. Do yourself a favor. Go into this store if you've never been in. AMINIS.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with this accident. It's on eastbound Big Bend, the ramp to eastbound Highway 44. I do see delays in both directions there. We have an accident. It is on westbound Highway 40 at Highway 364 on the ramp there. We have slow pockets of, and they include the accident westbound 40 at Big Bend, but things are still jammed back from Jefferson through Bellevue. We're running slow again out toward 270. We've got pockets through Chesterfield Valley. Same thing from Highway 94 out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Looks like they may, yeah, they're still working with the incident on northbound Highway 79 at TRU's because you're backed up to Salt River Road. Now, if you're downtown, eastbound Highway 40 is jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have westbound 70 drivers slowing in the usual spots between Riverview, Jennings Station Road, also from 170 out past Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. For our last holiday sale, we put together a great offer that slashed our margins, and it was so successful that the volume more than made up for it. If you missed out last time, here's your second chance. From right now till Sunday, July 9th, we're having our Independence Day sale. First, you'll get our all-inclusive pricing that includes carpet, pad, installation, the take-up and haul-away of your old carpet, and the moving of your furniture, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. We're also offering special pricing on the newest thermal plastic backed carpets and the newest waterproof floors. Then we make it even more affordable by giving you 12 months interest-free financing, and then you'll pay no tax. So long story short, super low all-inclusive sale prices, 12 months interest-free money, and no tax. Even if you're just considering new flooring, this is the opportunity to take advantage of. Look for our ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or visit us at edwardscarpet.com. And happy Independence Day to the greatest country on earth.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
It sounds like you've been everywhere. You must be Bill Clevin. Because he is everywhere. He's does. I've been everywhere, man. Yeah, time to check in with the man who hasn't been everywhere, but he's working on it. His name is Bill Clevin, and he's brought to you by Window World. That's right. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now here from somewhere is Bill Clevin.
Well, good afternoon. How's it going?
Great. Bill, take us somewhere.
Well, I have to do this because you mentioned yesterday during the Playhouse, I was able to hear you were talking about Bristol, Tennessee and Bristol, Virginia.
That's
you know,
right.
We were talking about that yesterday and the Geico ad that you saw. And I have been there. I was actually just there a couple of months ago for the very first time. And you're absolutely right. You can stand right in the middle of the street. And on one side, you are in the state of Tennessee. And on the other side, you're in the state of Virginia.
And for people, for people who don't understand what we're talking about, if you stood in the middle of the street on the center line, your left leg could be in Virginia and your right leg in Tennessee, two different states.
Yeah, and while it's probably not a safe thing to do, I went ahead and did it anyway, and you run out in the middle of traffic and you get your picture of your feet straddling the state lines there. But yeah, it's a pretty neat place. You'll like this. The Birthplace of Country Music Museum is located in Bristol, Virginia, and it is a really, really well-done museum. It talks about, as you might imagine, the birthplace or the birthing of country music, and a lot of that music, most of it, in fact, started in eastern Tennessee, so they kind of trace the roots of country music, and it's pretty interesting. Of course, you got the Bristol Motor Speedway. You can check out a race. One of the cool things is the Burger Bar. This is sort of an old-time restaurant, but it's famous because it was the last place that Hank Williams Sr. was seen alive.
Whoa!
Right there in the Burger Bar. Yeah, and apparently he was in some sort of a drunken stupor on a New Year's Eve on his way to a gig, and the next day they found him dead. So
that,
the very last
could have killed
place.
Their business. They could have thought he died because he ate there. I could have hurt him.
It has not killed their business, I assure you of that. But it's a really nice place. You want some more information? I got some information up at BillOnTheRoad.com. I am Bill Clevin on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
See, we actually had time. We could close with that. I've been everywhere, man. But now it's too late because I had to suggest it. That was Bill Clevin, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The Playhouse is coming up. For some reason, lately, this is happening more than it ever has before. I'll come in here, and the only thing I really have prepared is I know what joke I'm going to tell, but somebody will say something that reminds me of another. It happened yesterday with the Matador joke
The
bull testicles, and then today...
Peanut said something.
Yeah, so I had to change my my joke. So I hope you like it. I think you will. As I've told you many times, I think there are about 150 jokes in the world, and that's it. Every other joke is a variation of one of those 150. And when we get into the Playhouse, I'm going to mention a food to you that I had last night. Peon's a food guy. He cooks. My entire childhood, I heard the name of this food, but I never tasted it. And it was a big Southern, especially the black community. Last night, I ordered it when I found it was on the menu, and I had never eaten it before. Heard of it my whole life, never.